Hello, hello, welcome into Texans 360. I'm your host, Drew Doherty, with my good pal, John Harris. It's like Poncho and Lefty. We're going to guide you through the Badlands for the next half hour. We got lots of fun stuff to get to. We've got likes and stuff, DBs and stuff, linebackers and stuff, but we got to start with a cool talk about the AFC South. The Texans' opponents within the division, they're all going to be better in 2016, you imagine. Let's start with the team that has the first pick in the draft, at least for now, in the Tennessee Titans. Where do you see them going? How do you see them getting better?
I'm glad you qualified it for now, because I would imagine there are a number of teams calling John Robinson, the new GM. Yeah, it's time to wheel and deal. Now, we've talked about that for the last few years with that number one pick. We talked about it with the Texans. We talked about it last year with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Nothing happened. If Tennessee sits where they have, I've said this from the end of the season, we saw that offensive line. That offensive line needs a lot of help, and the best one coming out of the college situation the last few years is Laremy Tunsil out of Ole Miss. This guy is a bona fide star at left tackle. And to me, if you draft Laremy Tunsil, you get three players. You get Laremy Tunsil, obviously, but Taylor Lewan moves over to his natural position of right tackle, and then Jeremiah Patasi moves in to guard, which is his natural position. You've added DeMarco Murray. You have the BMW at quarterback in Marcus Mariota. Now get the insurance. You've been driving this thing around. He gets hurt last year. The car's all banged up. Well, go fix the car and then keep that from happening. Draft Laremy Tunsil if you're the Titans. Now, if you're the Titans, if you're Texans fans, you really don't want that to happen because this guy's a bona fide star at left tackle. The other option is Jalen Ramsey. They do need playmakers on the defensive side of the ball, so they win either way. I still think they need players, so trading down would be the best thing for them. But if they stay where they are, I think Laremy Tunsil's the pick because it solidifies that offensive line in front of Marcus Mariota.
Okay, Jacksonville Jaguars have gone 5-11 the last two seasons, and they've got the young quarterback in Blake Bortles, you think, on the rise. There are question marks about whether that's the case or not, but where do you see them going in the draft?
Well, it's interesting. When they went out in free agency and they got Chris Ivory to add to T.J. Yeldon, you felt like, man, this offense in Jacksonville is going to be pretty good. And it's seemingly set. They've got to focus on the defensive side of the ball. Now,
and they've been doing that.
But they get at least – they get two picks this year because Dante Fowler, their pick in 2015, he got hurt, missed all 2015. He'll be back. I still think they go defense. There's a possibility that Miles Jack is there where they're picking. It could be Joey Bosa who's sitting there. Could also be a guy like DeForest Buckner, although I don't think they'll go Buckner, the defensive end out of Oregon, because they just went out and signed – Malik Jackson to a $90 million contract. But I think it's going to be defense. And Jalen Ramsey, I don't think he falls to them, but I know the people in Jacksonville would love to have a playmaker back in the secondary to keep him in the state of Florida.
And the Indianapolis Colts, if they get Andrew Luck back healthy, that's an enormous shot in the arm. But what else do they do to improve?
Well, that's the thing. They didn't do a whole lot. Now, if you remember in 2015, they signed a number of players. Andre Johnson, Frank Gore, Trent Cole. Those moves didn't pan out the way the Colts wanted them to, so this offseason, they stood pat for the most part. I think they're going to rely on their draft. They're going to get Andrew Luck back. That's the biggest addition any team could have this offseason in the AFC South, is to get Andrew Luck back. But I think they're going to focus on the offensive line to help Andrew Luck and then go to the defensive side of the ball and really improve that side. They've lost a couple linebackers, so they got to improve inside at least, and then they got to make sure the secondary is solid facing the quarterbacks they're now going to see in the AFC South.